We continue our learning in the Ilu Nishmas, David ben Menachem Mudish and Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas de Leo. We're in Arla, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Eis Sheba'u Avosenu La'aretz. A little history. When our forefathers came to Eretz Yisrael, Matsu Natua. And they found certain trees that were already planted. So the Pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim regarding Arla v'chisavoa La'aretz, and then Unetatem. So you see from the Torah that if I have trees that are already planted by the Canaanim or in Eretz Yisrael already before the Jews entered, so there's no chiyuv of arla because it's only when you come in. So that's why matzu natua, you're going to be pater. But natu afal pisha lo kavshu chayav. But any fruit tree, if it was planted after the Jews entered the land of Israel, but before it took them 7 years to conquer the land, and then 7 years to divide the land. So during that time, before they conquered the whole land, so what about now? So says the Mishnah, even though they didn't conquer the land of Israel, nonetheless, they have entered the land of Israel. So that is included. The Pasuk says, Kol'etz, and based on the Pasuk in the Chumash and Parshas Kedoshim, then when you come to the Eretz Yisrael, Unetatem Kol'etz Machal, the phrase Kol'etz, comes to include that these trees as well. Makes no difference whether the tree is planted by a Jew or a non-Jew. So that even if you've come to the land of Israel, you haven't conquered it. Certainly a tree that you've planted, but even a tree that was planted by non-Jews who was still in the area while you were in the middle of conquering it, that's going to be chayev in Arla. Mishnah continues, Hanotel Rabim, person planted a fruit tree in his property, but he meant that everyone is a very magnanimous person, and he said, I want everyone to be able to eat from this tree. So says the Mishnah, that's a machlokas. If Notel Rabim, you plant a tree for in your property, but it's for everyone else to use as well, then according to the Tanakhama, Chayov and Rabbi Yehuda Poter. What's the basis of a machlokes? So the Pasuk says, Shalosh Sharim Yeh Lachem Arilim, Lachem in plural. The Chachamim say, I see from there that even a tree that's planted for the Rabbin, even Lachem for the plural, is going to be Chayev. And Rabbi Yehuda's Poter, why? So he says like this, when you have a person who plants a tree on his property, and his kavana is that it should be available for the public. So he says, that is going to be pater, because the pasuk says, unetatem koletz machal. So just like the word lachem, what is lachem? Lachem is in plural. So he says like this, if I have a double plural word, unetatem and lachem, that's what we call a ribuy acha ribuy. And one of the principles we have in deriving laws from the Torah is kol ribuy acha ribuy ein ba'el olamait. When I have a double inclusionary statement or phrase, that actually it's a double negative, comes to exclude. So that being the case, ein riboy acha riboy ela lamait, so unetatem and lachem comes to exclude this halacha, and that's why Notel Rabim is going to be potter according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hanoter brushus harabim. This is the opposite of the previous case. Here, you have a person planted a fruit tree, not in his property and make it available for the public, but he planted it in public property with the kavana that he's going to eat it himself. So that's one case. The oved kochavim shonata, or you have a non-Jew who planted a fruit tree, and he planted it on the property that belongs to a Jew. Vahagazlan Shanata, you have a person who stole and he is planting. Here is a person who stole land. He says, I own this land, even though it didn't belong to him, he planted a fruit tree on that stolen property. So, and the original owner was Miyaish, gave up hope, despair from ever recovering that land. And that may be true before or after the person, the Gazlan, stole the land. So here we have so far in the Mishnah, a person who plants in Rishus HaRabim proper, or a non-Jew who planted, or a Gazlan who planted, Vahanotea Basfina, or a person who planted a fruit tree in a boat that's floating on the water. So some discussion about the status of this boat. Either it's made of cheres, pottery, or it's made of wood. If made of pottery, so how do we treat the fruit tree that's inside? It's as if it's planted in the ground under the water that's under the boat. Even if the boat doesn't have a perforation, if there's no hole in the boat, why? Because we assume that cheres, according to halacha, cannot prevent the roots of the tree from eventually making a hole in the pottery and thereby deriving its nourishment from the ground. We've discussed that idea by an atzitz nakov. So through the water and eventually the boat, so it's going to receive nourishment from the ground. So the notea besvina is on this list as well, which we're going to say is chayev ba'arla. And then, and by the way, if it's wood, so the boat is made of wood, the roots of the tree will not make a hole in the boat. So for the tree to be considered like it's getting nourishment from the ground, you need a hole in the boat. Okay, so there must be discussion where there is a hole in the boat. If it's wood, and if it's not, if it's a pottery, then it doesn't need a hole in the boat. The ha'ola me'elav. And finally, is a fruit tree that wasn't planted by a person, but just grew on its own. So the Mishnah here, it has this whole list, and the Mishnah says chai of ba'arla. So, a person who plants in Rosh Hashanah, a non-Jew who planted, a goslin who planted, a notab is person who planted in a boat, and a person and a tree that came up on its own. And this is referring to a tree that grew in an area that's of a yeshuv, an area that that where people live, as opposed to something that's growing in the wild or in a desert, which is generally exempt. A tree that grows on its own in the forest or in the midbar is exempt from arla, but it's only exempt if it doesn't produce enough fruit to make it a worthwhile endeavor to now bring it to a yeshuv. If it has that amount, so even if it's in a forest or it's in a it's somewhere in the midbar, then it may be chayv and arla. So either way, ha'olam e'elav, a tree that grows on its own, and the goslin, the sfina, etc., all of these cases chayv b'arla. What's this based on? So the take the case of Rosh Hasharabim, that's derived from Unetatem. Unetatem doesn't tell you where, just you plant it. So that can mean wherever you plant it. Doesn't have to be in a private area. So that's why it's included as well. What about that which is planted by a non-Jew? The phrase, kolates, any tree. That includes a tree that's planted by a non-Jew. Fact that Ichai of where a goslin plants also derive from kolates, that inclusionary term. And one who plants in a boat is Chayiv and Arla from Unetatem. Once again, it's not qualified where it needs to be. Doesn't say it has to be on the shore. So Unetatem is similar. So the halacha of that you plant in a Rosh Hasharabim and you plant on a Sfina, that you Chayiv and Arla, that's both learned from Unetatem. Because it doesn't tell you where you have to plant. It sounds like you're chayv and arla no matter what. And the same thing is true when it comes to a tree that's olam e'elav. Also, kolates. And that would be, rather no, and kolates is there to teach me the other halachos. Number one, that a non-Jew who plants. Number two, that a goslin who plants. And one is olam e'elav. That's also all included from the phrase kolates. Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Ilon sheneh kar v'hasela imo. Here you have a tree, and it was uprooted together literally with rock. What does it mean? So this is a tree that already passed the early years, and now was uprooted from its place, together with the dirt that surrounds the roots of the tree. That's what the sela is. It was swept away, a river, the winds came, and now it's in a new place. So the question is, do we start counting again? Im yachol lichyos, if the original earth, that what came along with it, could have kept the tree, could have sustained the tree, and well, there's enough moisture there for it to be this tree, which now moved locations, to survive without any new earth. So then it's like it just continues its growth. So then Pater, we don't start counting again. It already passed its 3 years of Arla. So then there's nothing to talk about, have to worry about it. But if the original earth would not be enough to sustain, and now it needs a new earth, so now it's as if it grew again, so therefore it's subject to the laws of Arla in its new location. We have to start counting again. Mishnah continues, Nekar Hasela Mitzido. Here, what happened? The tree wasn't uprooted by the wind or swept away by a river. What happened was here is that the earth that surrounded the roots was moved From the side of the tree, from or the root, it could be by winds or by a river, but it was moved off to the side. So that's what it means. Nekar hasela mitzi do. So the dirt, the rock, that's usually surround the roots, was moved off to the side. O shezi shezi zatu hamacharesha, from the word za. So it moved. A farmer was plowing the area, and he moved the tree. His macharesha was able to move the tree and move the tree a little bit. The o shezis o vas o keofer. Or let's say the wind came and it moved it a little bit as well. And now asa oka afar, it means that the rock, the dirt, now was not, now disintegrated. And the rock that we had that was around the tree, and its earth now scatters. And the roots, so you don't have any earth that's surrounding the roots anymore. It moves all the way to the side. So I see the roots now. So how do I treat this tree? So the tree is, it's not like it moved to a completely different location. But now we have where either the earth is now moved off to the side or the roots are exposed. So how do we treat it now? Im yacholichyos pater. If the original earth that remained, maybe a little bit, even after it moved, it jolted to the side, so it still could grow, and it could sustain the tree without adding anything more. So then if past the early years, there's nothing to worry about. But vimlaf, if you're telling me no, the original earth, whatever is here, there's barely any earth left. It could not sustain the tree. We need new earth. So then chayav, so then we have to count again, and this tree is chayav in Arlof.